Welcome to Mountain Region Radio. Guaranteed to put a smile on your face and keep you in the know, Mountain Region Radio will review chapter announcements, keep you updated on upcoming events, and break down the good news from around the region. Want to learn about the things that matter most to Mountain Region BBYO? Stay tuned, because you're in for a treat. Hey, what's up? I'm your host, Sam Fabricant, and this is Mountain Region Radio. I'm stoked to be hosting BBYO's first ever regional podcast dedicated to the one and only Mountain Region. On today's episode, I'm going to be speaking with some guests from around the region. First, we have Jeff Hast and Tess Terry, followed by Rylan Davidson. Like last week, at the beginning of each episode, I will give you a challenge for the week. Keep this challenge in the back of your mind, and if you feel inclined, maybe jot down some thoughts. This week's challenge is to call a family member. For me, I call my papa twice a week. We always catch up, and it's one of the best parts of my week. Our first interview is going to be with Jeff Hast and Tess Terry. Jeff Hast is Mountain Region's regional director, who will sadly be moving to Boston in the coming weeks. Tess Terry is our current assistant regional director, who will be filling Jeff's shoes and leading the region. So, let's get right into the action. What's up, Jeff and Tess? Thank you guys for joining me on the podcast this week.
Yeah, and thanks for having us, Sam.
Thanks, Sam. We're super excited to be on the podcast.
So, Jeff and Tess, you guys have a really overarching view of the entire region. You get to take a look at Phoenix, Tucson, Salt Lake City, Vegas, and so much more. You guys have been involved with BBYO for about a year now, and what is the single greatest thing that you're most proud of within Mountain Region?
I think one of your previous guests, Ari Anderson, actually shared what I think I'm most proud of Mountain since we've come aboard is Mountain feels really team-led, even more so than in the past. And I think we have seen that. And I think it's something we're so happy about to see all the members, all the teams kind of taking on projects. You, for example, owning this podcast in Mountain Region Radio, we've seen amazing programs, conventions, everything during this. We've seen our regional leaders and our chapter leaders really taking charge on making even all of this time during COVID and virtual programming, new members and all the amazing things happen because our teams have stepped up and been such an incredible region during this time. And I just think it's because we have amazing team leadership and has always stepped up. And I think that's what I'm most proud of seeing.
Jeff, I totally agree with what you said. And I love how our region is so team led and how our teens really take charge in our region. I would say something I'm most proud of in Mountain Region is our ability to have so many different teens from three different states come together. And they just have one commonality is that we're all Jewish, but we have so many different teens in our region. And we come together and we have a great region of teens and future leaders.
I love that. Jeff, you talked a little bit about teen leadership. If there is, what do you think is the one single defining characteristic that makes a teen a strong leader?
I think it's knowing when to step up and be a leader and have your voice be heard, and when it's best as a leader to take a step back and listen to your chapter members, listen to the region members. And I think that's actually something that's always impressed me so much about what we have in Mountain.
Jeff, I 100% agree with you. From a staff perspective, you're able to see that change that I think a lot of us teens aren't always able to see. And Tess, now that you're stepping into a higher leadership role of senior regional director, and congratulations to you, how do you define leadership?
Thanks, Sam. I'm super excited to start this new role coming up here in just a couple of weeks. I think how I would define leadership is somebody who's passionate about what they do, but also empathetic to the people that they're leading. I think that something that I'm trying to learn while I become this leader of the region is really to listen to everybody and learn from everybody, because we all have something different that we can offer, and that's what's going to make our region grow and shine.
I think it's a great definition, and I think it applies to BBYO entirely. Now, stepping into this new role, is there anything that you are super excited about?
First, I'm excited that just in about a month, we have our virtual convention coming up. And the region, speaking of teen leaders, voted last year to have this upcoming convention, our three-day virtual weekend, to be themed Kala, which is going to be basically convention through a Jewish lens. So we are super excited about that and in the middle of planning that. And I think just seeing our region grow and come out of this COVID situation stronger and excited to get back to in person. I'm just excited to be working for an organization that prides itself on building relationships.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I am super proud of you, and I know all of Mountain Region is very proud of you as well.
Also, I totally want to bring up our amazing staff, our city directors. Tess is going to do an incredible job as a regional director. We'll have a new associate regional director, who I know you'll all be as welcoming to as you were to Tess and myself. Our city directors are such the backbone, Abby, Danica, and welcoming in Libby and Tucson. They do so much for the region, and especially our advisors who do so much for our teens. Tess and I are so lucky that we got to come on to a great group of advisors, and we've added a bunch of new ones over the past year, and we've seen that kind of role continue to grow. And Sam, you know what advisors can help with and help grow chapters is you have two really great ones in Stephen and Kyle. This region is also amazing because of the staff and the advisors, and that is something we're so lucky to have in Mountain. And I'm so excited for what Mountain's got coming up under this regional board and with Tess as regional director. And so I can't wait to see how it continues from afar.
I agree. The staff is crucial to the success within Mountain Region. You both have done and are doing some incredible things within Mountain Region. Tess, you talked a little bit about Fall Collab, but is there anything else really cool coming up on the radar within Mountain Region?
Yeah, Sam. In addition to our Fall Collab this November, something that we have been working on that's coming up on October 29th is our virtual Monster Bash. So it's going to be for our entire region and all of our chapters in Mountain Region. And it's going to be a virtual Halloween party led by our Vegas chapters, Gorbina BBG, and our newly revived Intrader AZA. So we're super proud of them.
I'm looking forward to the Monster Bash. I think it's going to be a great program. Thank you both for jumping on the podcast this week. You both are killing it, and it was a pleasure having you on.
Thanks, Sam.
Thanks, Sam. Congrats on the podcast.
Our next guest is Rylan Davidson. Rylan is 17, a senior in high school, and hails from Frankfurter AZA number 2409. He likes to play guitar, cook pizzas, and he can do a front flip on command. I would like to introduce you to Rylan Davidson. What's up, Rylan? How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, man?
I'm having a good day. I'm really excited to be talking with you.
Oh, me too. Can't wait.
So I know you do a lot of nonprofit work. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so since fifth grade, I've been working really in depth with Ryan House, which is a pediatric hospice and palliative care center. So basically what we do at Ryan House is the sickest kids in the country who are not going to be living past the age of 18 or aren't projected to live past the age of 18 have the opportunity to stay at the house for up to 21 days a year. They get to have as much fun as they want. They can do whatever they want. We make it happen. So whatever they want to do, we make happen. If they want to meet someone, we'll try to do it. Everything's super adaptive. I've seen kids move for the first time in our pool. We have a playground that's fully wheelchair accessible. Everything that a child could ever want to do, they have the ability to do it. And we like to say that a kid can finally be a kid. So I've served in various roles from in-house volunteer, which means I'm working directly with the kids, to fundraising roles where I raise money. And currently I'm president of the Ryan House Teen Board. We have high school students on a board. We throw one big event a year. We act as a like outreach program for high school and school age children. So it's awesome.
I've volunteered at Ryan House myself and love to do community service as well. I know you said you also serve some other organizations. What are those?
I've worked with my religious school, my congregation since my bar mitzvah. And I've done everything from just being a normal teaching assistant to being assigned to a kid who just needs some extra help throughout the day and being there to help them. Last year, I ended up working in the front office, helping out teachers when they needed someone to cover their classroom. And if there was a child who needed some motivation to get back on track, I was there to help them. And then I've also been a Camp Swift counselor. So Camp Swift is an organization that gives kids who live below the poverty line in Phoenix the opportunity to go to summer camp for a week and experience what it's like to just go to summer camp and have fun.
So Rylan, you clearly do a lot of community service, but let's flip back to BBYO for a second. You are your chapter Sagan. Tell me a little bit about what that role entails.
Yeah, so being a Sagan, for those of you who maybe aren't as familiar with BBYO's structure, Sagan is the vice president. We also are in charge of programming. So we write out the programs that we do on Monday nights, and we help out other board members when they need our help. The way I look at the position is I'm in charge of making the vibe of Frankfurter what it is and giving it the face. Frankie is a chapter that we like to have fun. We're kind of goofballs, and our programming definitely reflects that, but we are able to utilize our image as goofballs in a good way by making our programming serious at the same time. Like, for example, we had a Sukkot program. It was super awesome. We learned a lot about Sukkot. We built candy sukkahs, but we also were able to have fun with it. Like, our presentation was hilarious. I did a pickling program last year where I taught everyone how to pickle. The pickles came out terrible, but it was a really cool opportunity. It was absolutely hilarious, but we all learned a new skill. We weren't very good at it yet, but we learned how to do it and we're able to have a good time.
Well, I heard about your candy sukkahs and that sounded like an amazing program. Is there one program that comes to mind that you can claim as the best program that you've ever run?
So the best program overall I've ever run was by far the pickling program. It was a lot of prep work. It was a lot of organization. So from the back end, it was really cool for me to see it come to life. Also, I got really good reviews from it. Like, everyone was saying that it was their favorite program of the year, and everyone was saying how much they want to do it again. And hopefully, if COVID chills out by the end of the year, we'll be able to do it again. But that was just a really cool opportunity. The program that was most meaningful that I've written and run through BBYO has been my Hop Dollar program that I wrote last year. It was our last event before quarantine. I knew that quarantine was going to start happening, like, just from the vibe. And I was like, we need to get something in. And Hop Dollar has always been a super meaningful thing for me. And we also threw a Good and Welfare in there. It was awesome. I mean, it was super meaningful. I know that every member that I've attended was super into it. Everyone took it super seriously and it was super meaningful. And those 15 members that were at that event are our strongest members today.
Well, Ryland, you've ran some incredible programs for Frankfurter. You've done a ton of great community service and everybody is looking up to you within Mountain Region. And I cannot wait to see what you do in the future.
Oh, same goes to you, man. You're doing a great job here. I look forward to it every week.
Thanks for hopping on the podcast.
Of course.
Thanks again to my amazing guests, Jeff Hast and Tess Terry, and Frankfurter's Ryland Davidson. If you would like to connect with me or any of these phenomenal guests, go check out the full transcript of this show to find their info and all other links mentioned. If you enjoyed this episode of Mountain Region Radio and you want to support our new podcast, I'd love it if you'd leave us a review wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Thanks again for joining me for this episode of Mountain Region Radio. It's been a pleasure. I'm your host, Sam Fabricant, and I cannot wait to speak with you next week on a new episode of Mountain Region Radio.